الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you today about a very important element of success, which is perseverance. Perseverance is simply to hang in there, to be there. Now, very, very important, because this is something that is the cause of the greatest number of successes and the greatest number of failures. Many people, if not most people, succeed only because they were there. They just stayed there long enough. And many people fail because they left too early. That is, this is as simple as that. Now, the complexity is, when do you know it's enough? And the answer is, you don't know when it's enough. So there's no specific time. You can't say, well, stay in there for 1 year, 2 years, you know, 1 month, 2 months. No, that is something that will come, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the time of another Nabi, where the people were under so much of pressure that they came to him and they asked him, Mata Nasrullah? Where is the help of Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said, Mata Nasrullah? Ala inna nasarallahi qareeb. Allah said, verily the help of Allah is close by, is nearby. Now, what is the meaning of nearby? How, what does it mean, you know, in terms of distance, in terms of time? Allah knows. People came to Prophet ﷺ once and they asked him, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is during the Makkan period. Rasulullah ﷺ got very angry. And he said to them, there were times which passed on the people of the past where the believers, they would put the believer into a pit and they would take a saw and put it on top of his head and they would saw him in two. And the two pieces would fall apart. He said there were times when the believers, as part of the torture, they would be combed with combs of steel. So their flesh would shred alive. Can you imagine? These were the kinds of tortures. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, none of that has happened to you. He's saying this to whom? To the Sahaba who are being, Bilal radiallahu anhu is being literally roasted on the sand, and somebody is being killed, and somebody is being whipped, and so on. So it's not as if these people were having a good time. No, they were in a lot of difficulty. But despite that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look at those times when people had much more difficulty than you had. The reason I'm saying it is, today we live in a world where, yes, definitely we are going through difficulties, definitely we are going through some tough times, nationally, internationally, and so on. And so we tend to lose hope. We tend to become despondent, we tend to become depressed, and we ask, you know, how long will this last, and so on and so forth. And the Quran tells us what is the way of looking at this. So perseverance, to stay in there long enough. To give you another example, take a simple thing like a job. You have a job. Recently, one of my very dear friends and students, he wrote to me, he said, I've got some issues with my job, so can you please help me? I said, what are the issues? So he says, my job, I am working very hard, I have no social life, my relationship with my manager is not all that great. So he's very critical and so on, and I have no time to spend in studying deen and so on. So this is the situation. So I told him, first of all, the fact that you have a job means that you are better off than 1,000 other people. And I mean 1,000 figuratively, actual number is much more than that. So very fact that you have a job which is paying you a good salary means that you are better off than 1,000 other people, number one. Number two, did you get the job to build a relationship with your manager? Is your manager your wife? Build a relationship with your wife. Forget the manager. What relationship do you want to build with the manager? Salaam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. He tells you to do something, you do it, and that's khalas. What else is there? Did you get a job to have a social life? Then go work in a club. I mean, what social life do you want? You did, what did you have to get the job for? To have a social life? As far as studying Islam is concerned, this is one of the greatest cop-outs that I have seen for people, especially young people. When they are unfit for anything else, they say they want to study Islam. When they don't want to do anything else, when they're lazy, they say they want to study Islam. So you ask him, okay, you want to study Islam. What do you want to study? You want to study Islam? Very good. Absolutely fantastic. Go join a madrasa. That is the place to study Islam. So go and take admission into a madrasa. Go and sit there for 6 years, 10 years. Study Islam. Who stops you? Forget the job. So who are you trying to fool? You want to fool Allah, you want to fool, who do you want to fool? I want to study Islam. What Islam you want to study? I said, you start doing hifz. I told him this. You start doing hifz. That will keep you occupied for the next 10 years. Karo. Every day you are doing a regular job, so start doing hifz. Alhamdulillah, by the time you finish hifz, that's 10 years down the road, all your problem will be solved. As far as the manager is concerned, I said, you go to the manager. I said, you are the one who is unhappy, right? I mean, as far as the relationship is concerned, you are the one who is unhappy. The manager didn't say, I am unhappy. You are unhappy. Okay. So go to the manager. Tell him, sir, are you happy with me? He says, no, I am not happy with you. Then I said, do whatever it takes, as long as it is not illegal or immoral, do whatever it takes to make him happy. Now, that will keep you occupied. That will also, the moment you get that attitude, your attitude will change. His attitude will also change. Third thing, social life. I said, you got a wife? Develop your social life in your home. Once in a way, go to a restaurant, come back home. Other 5 days, 6 days, spend it in the home. With your wife, build a relationship. People get married, then the rest of the time you want to spend in the club and with the friends and this and that and the other. And your relationship with your wife suffers. And at the end of it, you don't have a marriage and you got a whole bunch of friends. For what? It's focus. That is the issue of perseverance. Perseverance is focus on your goal. My goal is to learn in this job. My goal is to make money in this job. My goal is to get my experience in this job. Stick with the goal, forget everything else. There is no such thing as a perfect manager. There is no such thing as a perfect wife or husband. There is no such thing as the perfect job. Everything will have some negative in it. Your choice, you want to focus on the negative or you want to focus on the positive. So perseverance is a very, very critical thing, and the way to persevere is to focus on the goal, keep that goal sacrosanct, keep that goal as the predominant thing. Rest of it is fluff. If it is nice fluff, enjoy it. If it is bad fluff, forget about it. Focus on the goal. Nothing else to worry about. And if you stick in there long enough and you focus on it long enough, then inshallah you will succeed. I want to share with you a beautiful quote that one of my dear brothers sent me, which talks about this, inshallah. And I want to end with that. And that is, it says, close your eyes, remind yourself that He is watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your efforts, your deeds, your patience will never go wasted. Remind yourself, it's all being written down for later reference. Open your eyes and keep going. Look past the struggles. Look past the pain. Remind yourself of how good it would feel to have it all one day come back to you, to elevate you in your status. Don't let go. Don't give up. It's a very nice quote. I don't know whose it is. But this was sent to me. So, I remind myself and you, let us focus. Let us persevere. Let us not get sidetracked. And ensure that the goals that we have are goals which are worth working for, and then continue to work for those goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for the effort. Allah does not hold us accountable for arriving at the goal, because Allah knows the goal is not in your hands. Sometimes the goal is not achievable because of circumstances. Sometimes you are one of the stages in the goal, achievement of the goal. The goal will eventually get achieved, but you are one of the stages. The goal will not happen in your lifetime. And this, we know this, the best example of this is from the seerah. Rasulullah was sent for his message to go to every living being on the face of the earth. But Nabi himself never left Jaziratul Arab. He's remained his whole life in Jaziratul Arab, and he also died there. He mentioned it specifically. He said a time will come when this message of Islam will reach every single house, whether it's a permanent or a temporary structure. But did he see that in his own lifetime? He didn't see it. He did not even see Iran, Islam going to Syria, or Islam going to Iraq, or Islam going to Iran, or anywhere. He didn't, or Egypt. He did not see any of that. He was Today we have seen this, and not only today, we have seen this long before that, where Islam has gone to practically every place on the earth. There is, I don't think there is anyone who does not know what is Islam. They may accept or not accept, but people know there is something called Islam. But in his lifetime, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not see that. So that, what does it mean? He failed or he succeeded? Obviously he succeeded, that was his mission, he continued, and that mission went and continues to go centuries after he passed away. But therefore, if you look at it and say, well, did I succeed because what I had in mind was not done? What you had in mind was the final goal, and that is what you should have in mind. But also what sometimes we don't know, because we don't have knowledge of the future, we think this final goal will happen in my lifetime. It may happen, alhamdulillah, but it also may not happen in your lifetime. So the final goal is still the same, and however, you are one of the stages, you are one of the very important stages, but you are still one stage. Maybe the goal is to happen in the next generation, maybe it is to happen in the third generation, Allah knows best. But we continue our effort, because that is what Allah will hold us accountable for, the effort, not for وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. For you is to convey, as in a clear possible way. It is not for you to convince, it is not for you to establish, it is not for you to determine success or failure. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us perseverance, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to achieve His pleasure, because that is the only thing which matters. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.